Hello, everyone, and welcome to Accounted For, the IRIS Interviews podcast. I'm Emma Crawford-Falicione, Divisional Director for Accountancy here at IRIS Software Group. And today we're thrilled to welcome our guest speaker, Amy Copeland, CEO at the Institute of Certified Bookkeepers. Amy, I'm so excited to have you here. I know you and I have worked together a few times before, but could you share with our listeners a bit more about yourself?
Hi, Emma. Thank you so much for having me. Yes, I'm the CEO of ICB, the Institute of Certified Bookkeepers. We are actually the UK's only dedicated body for bookkeepers. So we're a professional membership body. We also supervise bookkeepers and payroll agents for compliance with the money laundering regulations. So we're a supervisor as well. But really, we like to think of ourselves as a really warm and welcoming community of bookkeepers and payroll people. And we've got about 15,000 students and members in the UK, but we've also got sister bodies and offices around the world. So quite a lot of members in Australia, New Zealand, and in Ireland as well. A few members in Eastern Europe. And we are all around the world. So really a lot of what we do here at ICB is try to connect those members and just support bookkeepers to be the best they can be. I've been CEO now for about a year, a job that I relish. It's been a total thrill ride. It's a real joy for me to be here talking to you about bookkeepers.
Amazing. Thank you, Amy. We all know that gone are the days of only keeping the books, thanks to advancements in technology. The role of the bookkeeper continues to expand. Now, we know that they're entrepreneurial, they're tech savvy, but modern bookkeepers are almost redefining their role and blurring that line a little bit with accountants. We're seeing at IRIS more bookkeepers setting up their own businesses, bringing in support staff, utilizing smart technology such as automation. So even, and I hate this word, but even unqualified employees can process data to a certain extent, or so we're told. So today, we really want to deep dive into how this role is changing, the implications to the industry, and really kind of focus on how bookkeepers are revolutionising the accounting space at the moment. So I guess my first question to you, Amy, is following all of these tech advancements and also changing client preferences, how can traditional bookkeepers stay competitive in a market that is shifting towards online bookkeeping and cloud accounting? And actually, in fact, does the language traditional bookkeepers, do they even exist?
It's a really good question. I think there is a big difference really between what we think of as a traditional bookkeeper from a traditional accountant. Our bookkeepers, what we've seen is that they tend to start off as remote businesses. So we're very proud that 78% of our members are women, or rather 78% of our practices are run by women. And we see these businesses start out as quite small, quite nimble businesses, quite often from the kitchen table. And bookkeepers choose bookkeeping because it can be really flexible and fit in around the rest of their job, the rest of their challenges. So sometimes they've got another job, they've got kids, they've got parents they're looking after, they're juggling a lot of things. And bookkeeping is something that kind of fits in there and allows them to have this very flexible career. So because of that, we see these quite nimble practices that actually have been really quick to adapt to technology. When I think of what is a traditional bookkeeper, I think actually traditionally, going back 20 some odd years, the bookkeeper was the put upon person in the office who, you know, if you were very efficient, you'd end up doing the bookkeeping work. And since ICB set up in 1996, I think we've seen this shift where actually bookkeepers are becoming much more valued. And this idea of bookkeeping as being a profession alongside accountancy has really kind of come to the fore. So that's been very positive. So that kind of traditional idea of you just get the most efficient person in the business to do the bookkeeping has kind of changed. So actually now businesses really understand why you need a bookkeeper. I think accountants understand the value of good bookkeeping. And for those bookkeeping practices, they are set up because they want to be able to provide an online service. So that rise in technology and that kind of transformative effect of technology has really benefited bookkeepers the most, I think. They want to run businesses that give them that flexibility, and they need to be able to communicate with their clients remotely. And, you know, COVID just kind of saw this sort of progression of that as well. I think COVID, again, might have really played to the strengths of the bookkeeper because they had these remote practices. They were online already, and they already had this really established process for communicating with their clients, keeping their clients in the loop. So they had a really good position in during COVID of supporting their clients in the way that the clients were really reaching out and asking those big questions and needing that guidance from bookkeepers.
So Amy, bookkeepers are taking a more entrepreneurial approach now. What implications do these changes have for certified bookkeepers? Do you think that there are new skill sets that are becoming essential for success?
What we've seen at ICB over the last few years is a growth in the size of bookkeeping practices. So whilst quite often traditionally bookkeepers have been limited by their time, and I think we've got a lot to thank for technology for that change. And so using great technology enables bookkeepers to have free up a bit more of their time and become more efficient. And what that does is enable them to service more clients. Another way they're doing it, of course, is by taking on staff, but also subcontracting. And I really like that. I really like to see that at ICB, where our members actually subcontract out to other members of ICB because they know that they've got a qualified person whom they can trust. And that just enables them to then service more clients or potentially broaden the amount of services they can offer to their clients. But we're also tending to see that bookkeepers, because they're so close to the numbers and they're keeping those numbers up to date in real time, it then means that they can use that information to have really useful conversations with their clients. So clients no longer have to wait till the end of the year when they're getting their tax return done to understand how their business is doing. And that is so empowering for businesses, as you can imagine.
Yeah, most certainly. I mean, who would be better to give that advice than someone that's actually day-to-day operationally understanding the business, as opposed to, yeah, looking retrospectively or looking at a higher level, as potentially an accountant might do. I find it really interesting as well. We're saying they're becoming more entrepreneurial, but to me, they always have been, because the majority of them, right, they're their own business owners. They're almost like the masters of their own destiny. So to me, they're naturally entrepreneurial anyway, as a profession.
They are, aren't they? And, you know, they understand those drivers for the small business owner. Like you say, they're small business owners themselves, and they can really understand how you can push the levers on your business if you understand how your money's doing, where the money's coming in, where the money's going out. And quite often our bookkeepers will naturally be having those conversations. Say, well, actually, you know, your supplier, you know, there's this issue with the supplier. Do you realize that these costs have gone up? And some of these small things actually, although they seem very simple, quite often business owners are too busy themselves to actually be identifying these, you know, quite important factors that could change how their business does the next year. And just very simple things like cash flow. It's one of the biggest dangers for a new business or a small business is when they can't control their own cash flow. So getting a bookkeeper at an early stage, I think, is really transformative for a business. So you can make sure you can pay your people on time, you can pay your suppliers on time, and you can get the work done. And they're simple things, but these are all things that you can't really do unless you've got great bookkeeping. So I think bookkeepers have always had that really good client focus. They're really motivated by making a tangible impact on the businesses they work with. Whereas I think traditionally, if we're kind of thinking about these traditional professionals, traditionally accountants have really focused on reducing the tax bill, which is incredibly useful as well to a small business. But I think what bookkeepers do is provide that expert support every day of the year to keep their businesses on track and hold clients accountable. And it's that, it's kind of that accountability piece as well, I think, that means that bookkeepers are so useful. It's showing the business owner that, you know, what they do matters and how that impacts the business finances as well. So for me, it's that kind of dual thing of being really close to the numbers, but also having the customer at heart. So being really client focused is why bookkeepers are really, I'm going to say booming. Bookkeepers are really booming at the moment.
Nice. And here's a bit of a not too controversial, but a question that's just come to mind just listening to you then. Do you think from a soft skills perspective, bookkeepers, because they are so client focused, that they obviously have the analytical skills, they are close to the numbers, but do you think from a soft skills perspective that they need to be kind of more, I guess, like better at communicating? Do you think that they enjoy working with people rather than just numbers? Do you see any, I guess, patterns in your membership base as to, we find a lot of our bookkeepers are quite open or you know, outgoing? Is there any traits that you see in particular?
Well, all bookkeepers are fab, as far as I can tell. I think you are probably going to have a more successful business if you feel comfortable talking to people. But of course, that isn't always that easy. But as a bookkeeper, you've got so much to talk about because you know everything about the business. And we find that our bookkeepers are really embedded into the businesses that they work with, whether they're employed or whether they're freelancing or providing their services through their company. We're finding that bookkeepers really understand the businesses that they work with. Whether they're employed or whether they're self-employed, they will know lots about the businesses. They'll know about the business owner's partner, their family life, their pets, all that kind of stuff, in addition to really understanding what makes the business tick. So it's that kind of the sort of closeness that the bookkeeper gets, which is so amazing. And I think all bookkeepers are quite altruistic, so they want to help. So they're out there trying to just use the numbers to bring clarity to business owners. So our members talk a lot about bringing order from chaos and just tidying everything up for people. And I think there's so much satisfaction that comes with that. It's a really, really satisfying job. And yes, they're absolutely numbers people, and they like the somebody actually said, we did a survey and somebody said, I like the clarity of numbers and how you can trust numbers. So they're absolutely numbers people, first and foremost, but then secondary to that, they're definitely people. And I think those soft skills are actually what are unique to bookkeepers. So if we're thinking again about the kind of difference between bookkeepers and accountants, traditionally, I suppose, people were lucky to see their accountant once a year. And I know that we've got bookkeepers that say, every time my clients speak to their accountant, they call me up so that I can explain what exactly the accountant has said. Now, that's a huge generalization because I know that a lot of accountants don't operate in a once a year way anymore, and all power to them. And I think that what we are actually seeing is that the more technology becomes this great tool for accounts professionals, the more we'll see the blurring of that line across the spectrum from bookkeepers to accountants.
Thanks, Amy. So I guess I mentioned at the start of this around there has been a rise of unqualified employees processing bookkeeping data. How do you think that's influencing the landscape or the industry at the moment?
Across the whole business landscape, I think we're seeing this rise in subcontracting and outsourcing. So more people, even on a personal level, outsourcing their cleaning, outsourcing their gardening, and bookkeepers are certainly positive about the opportunity that outsourcing holds, partly because they are small businesses themselves working with other local small businesses. So they are very good at understanding where the gap is and where they might need to outsource something or hire somebody in order to fill that gap. So I think they're really experts at outsourcing, really knowledgeable about it. And what I would say is, if you're able to outsource your work to somebody, you just need to make sure that you're doing so in a totally responsible way. And so our bookkeepers have got, as members of a professional body, you've got certain requirements around outsourcing. So they need to make sure that they're still fully responsible for the work and that they are vetting anybody who does the work for them. But I know that a lot of our members actually tend to, quite often when they first employ somebody, they're actually employing an admin person. So admin people who aren't necessarily doing the bookkeeping work, the kind of skilled work that they're good at, but they're actually outsourcing the stuff that they don't want to do so much of. Our average practice at ICB is about 35 clients. And yet there's quite a big scale there as well. So we've got some members who've got thousands of clients, some members who've got one or two clients. But if you're at that kind of 25 to 30 mark, and you're a single person practice, you've actually got quite a lot of admin to do, just looking after your clients, chasing their paperwork, keeping them on track, you know, making sure they're scanning their receipts properly. So there's a lot of client managing that goes into the bookkeeping job. So that quite often is one of the first things that gets outsourced or gets handed to another employee. And so I would say some of your it's okay for your employees to be unqualified, but you've got to be really careful about the kind of work that you get them to do. And you've got to have some fantastic systems in place for overseeing that work and making sure that the quality is retained. Because quite often our bookkeepers, they're running really personality driven businesses, and clients come to them. They don't, you know, they're not just coming to the bookkeeping practice. They are buying into the bookkeeper because the bookkeeper is that trusted professional that can give them the support that they need. So I would say it's really important for anybody who's giving work to employees or subcontractors, you need to have that system in place for checking the work. And one of the great things about bookkeepers is that they are, they're fabulous systems people. They're really good at setting up those systems, not just in their business, but also in their clients' businesses. I think that's one of the best things that you get from a bookkeeper, actually. The accountability in the systems, that they will come into a business and they will set up these regular touch points, regular processes, just to make sure that things like the VAT and the salaries are getting paid. And that's the thing that really just takes a weight off for business owners. That's why I think our bookkeepers are doing so well, because what they do makes such a big difference to businesses on a day-to-day basis. So as long as you've got a good system, absolutely, outsource, subcontract, employ people to help you do it. And the demand is there. I think this is it. The more we see businesses understanding the value of the bookkeeper and the value of good bookkeeping, the more clients are going to be coming your way and the more businesses want to employ bookkeepers. So they're going to have to do something to feed the demand. And unfortunately, at this point, you know, I've said it before, there's a video of me online saying we just don't have enough bookkeepers to service the demand at this stage. So they may have to have some unqualified employees working for them.
I guess we've spoken about already that blurring of the lines. And I think this does tie in nicely to what you were saying there around the demand as well. But the blurring of the lines between accountancy and bookkeeping. In your perspective, if you had to kind of, I guess, put it in an order of importance, what are the key factors that are driving that blurring? Is it because of the demand? Is it because of the technology?
I think we're definitely seeing the blurring of the lines between accountancy and bookkeeping. And one of the main reasons for that, I think, is technology. So I guess primarily the technology that bookkeepers themselves are using within their practice. So that has been just absolutely transformative, the power of technology there. So speeding up the work of the bookkeeper, making it more efficient, bank feeds, even if you do have to reconnect them every 3 months. And these things have all been absolutely transformative for the bookkeeping process. So, but also I think we need to consider the technology that business owners themselves are now using, and the fact that there are more businesses being set up by young people. I think most businesses are set up by people under 30 nowadays. And so there has been a shift also in the expectations of the clients and the businesses that are employing bookkeepers. So while we've got more digital savvy people running businesses, I think they've got a different expectation of how they're going to collaborate with their accounts professional. And bookkeepers being so amazing at using technology and running these online only practices, that has really given them the opportunity to serve this new type of business owner. Knowing that bookkeepers want to provide that ongoing service throughout the year and not just at the end of the year means that these business owners are really getting the answers that they want. They expect real-time data. They expect their accounts to be up to date on a daily basis. So that's really, again, played to the bookkeeper's strength. So I think certainly the technology hasn't just helped bookkeepers. I think it's also going to help accountants. And I do think that some of this technology is helping accountants be more bookkeeper at the same time as it's helping bookkeepers be more accountant. And I think we will continue to see the blurring of the lines. One thing that we've seen at ICB is this upskilling of bookkeepers as well. Because they're so close to the numbers and they've got it all in the system, it is a natural next step for them to start doing tax returns and accounts. So at ICB, we have qualifications for self-assessment tax, corporation tax, payroll, and also filing accounts. And the most popular of which is payroll. So about 65% of our practices provide payroll. And we've got quite a lot of payroll-only practices as well. But we also see around half of our members doing self-assessment tax returns and around a quarter doing corporation tax returns as well. So that's been hugely empowering, I think, for bookkeepers to get those skills and be able to service some of their clients. That said, 98% of our members are working with accountants. So pretty much every bookkeeper has got a great relationship with accountants. A lot of our bookkeepers, even if they are doing the tax returns, they're not necessarily doing the tax returns for all of their clients because they're focusing on those simple small businesses. And they love working alongside great accountants so they can collaborate with them, so they can pass on some of the work. And I think there's a wonderful synergy between good bookkeepers and good accountants where they understand each other's value and then they can grow it as well. You know, that thing of the whole being greater than the sum of its parts. I think that's really true for a good pairing of a good bookkeeper and a good accountant. That said, you know, we've got some practices at ICB that just do tax or just do payroll. So some bookkeepers will pass the work on to another certified bookkeeper. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a chartered accountant. But I think those relationships are really important. And I think also just in terms of the service that you're offering businesses, I think there's a lot to be said for getting the final piece of the jigsaw done by another professional. And I think that sometimes, I think some of our bookkeepers love to hand the books over to another professional because they're so proud of how accurate these books are. And they know what a big difference it makes to that kind of end of year process, how much simpler and more efficient that end of year process is once they've done the book. So it's all about collaboration, I think, all about doing what's best for the client or what's best for the business owner. And but yeah, I think really technology has been the kind of biggest factor there.
Yeah, no, definitely. And it's interesting as well, actually, that you mentioned around the compliance piece, because I know at Iris, we've seen a big increase in the number of bookkeepers subscribing to our compliance solutions, particularly Iris Elements, our cloud solutions. So, and you did call out that you are seeing, you know, a nice balance across your membership and how different practices approach the compliance aspect. But do you see it as a growing trend at the ICB? Do you see that it's happening more and more because of this technology adoption?
Absolutely. It is definitely a growing trend. It's a very interesting question, actually, Emma. We know that there are going to be some changes because of the corporate transparency reform coming from Companies House. There's going to be a change to the types of reporting that even the smaller and micro businesses have to present to Companies House. So I think that probably will drive demand for bookkeepers. And because they're already filing micro company accounts, I think they are going to be very good, very well placed to provide that higher level of reporting to Companies House when it comes in. I said earlier that bookkeepers have, on average, ICB 35 clients. Bookkeepers do tend to have smaller practices necessarily because they're providing a slightly more in-depth day-to-day service rather than kind of swooping in at the end and just doing the tax return. But a lot of our bookkeepers kind of think, well, you know, I've done all this work. I'm really familiar with the numbers. I understand all the different moving parts of the business. So I am best placed to do the tax return at the end of the year. And what we find is a lot of our practices won't touch the tax returns unless they've also done the bookkeeping, because then they know all the figures are accurate. But your question was, is there a shift in the number of bookkeepers doing compliance? So yeah, it's absolutely a growing trend. And I think it's bookkeepers know that they've got the skills, they've got the qualifications behind them, feeling empowered to do all of the compliance as well as the bookkeeping. What I think is quite interesting is this sort of shift among business owners, where traditionally the tax return was seen as a high value service and the tax return was the thing that you really wanted. Whereas actually now, because of this shift in the perceptions of the business owners, because they want to have an expert on hand throughout the year and not just at the end of the year, because they want to use their technology, they want to be using software themselves, I think that is why bookkeepers are seeing this opportunity to provide that total end-to-end service for businesses. So there's a huge demand for you know, the expert services of a bookkeeper. So as a business owner, why would you want to hand it over to another professional that you don't know as well? So it's that kind of trust piece as well. Because business owners trust their bookkeeper, it makes total sense for that bookkeeper to also do the end of year tax returns and accounts as well.
So with all of that said then, Amy, how will the potential new mandatory membership for tax advice impact your bookkeeping membership?
So that could potentially be a big change. So yes, there's an HMRC consultation at the moment about raising the standards of the tax advice sector. And at the moment, I suppose it's a very strange situation where bookkeepers and accountants, if they're providing a service to businesses, they have to have supervision to make sure they're complying with the money laundering regulations, but they don't actually have to have any qualifications in tax. I think from the public's perspective, I think this change could be very positive. So if you think that probably a lot of people running a business don't, possibly don't even think about the professional qualifications of their advisor. But, you know, because bookkeeper or an accountant, because it's a profession, it probably is perceived quite like being a doctor. You just assume that your professional has qualifications, that they've got that kind of accountability to a professional body. But yet, in fact, they don't. I think HMRC is taking this quite seriously. It's been a long time coming. There have been a few consultations in the run up to this about unaffiliated tax agents, about whether they should have insurance. And it seems to me very much like this one is going to stick. In the kind of consultation papers, they said at the moment they estimate that around 35% of agents who file tax returns are unaffiliated to a professional body. As ICB, we would love to support more bookkeepers, and we would love any bookkeepers who are out there registered as tax agents to approach us and go through our qualifications and join us in membership. I appreciate that for a lot of these agents, they've been doing perfectly well without affiliation of a professional membership body. So I would imagine there is going to be some resistance to getting professional membership. So I think there were kind of two main things that HMRC was proposing. Number one, to have a mandated registration with HMRC directly as an agent, because some agents are processing returns through their clients' access and things like that. That's probably going to end. I think that's a very good thing. But then also this mandatory membership of a professional body. So I think it could be positive for ICB, but I do think that you can be qualified by experience, and there's a lot of value that you get from doing the work day in, day out. So I think it probably will be met by some resistance. And I think actually HMRC had done a bit of a research paper on this previously and found that of those agents that are not a member of a professional body, 69% of them are over 55, so slightly older. And potentially, I think that what potentially could happen is that some of these agents think, well, you know, right, I'm packing it in, I might just retire. So I think, unfortunately, it may have the kind of negative effect of pushing some people out of the profession for good. But also, hopefully, it means that we're going to have agents in the future who've got the support of a professional body. And that will include things like having a technical support line. And actually, the benefit of that is that these agents can spend less time, hopefully, speaking to HMRC and waiting on hold. And that's going to benefit everybody, not least of all HMRC. So, you know, if you've got that kind of professional body behind you, it's not just about being having the kind of scrutiny of being up to a certain standard. It's having support. So hopefully it could be very, very beneficial for everybody, not just the public, but also the accounts professionals themselves.
Amazing. So the ICB has 76% women female membership and celebrates women's achievements and aims to empower more women in the industry. You kind of mentioned at the start of, as we were doing the introductions, actually many of the members transitioned to bookkeeping after previous careers or starting families because it offers that level of flexibility and entrepreneurship, everything that we've been speaking about. But how can we empower and enable the next generation of women in accounting?
Well, I guess we just need to shout louder about the value of women in accounting and what a fantastic career this can be for women. So yes, at ICB, 76% of our members are women and 78% of our practices are run by women, which is an incredible position to be in. We are super proud of that. And I think it is one of the defining features of our membership. And we're very welcoming. And this is a place where people come and they say, oh, I found my people. And I think part of that is because of this kind of woman-centric approach, I suppose, to collaborating rather than competing with each other. And we're helped also that there's this huge demand for bookkeepers, so there doesn't seem to be much competition, but it's very much a very open community where people share their experiences. So I hope that certainly within our membership, we are really fostering the voice of women. But that comes very naturally because we've got this advantage that most of our members are women. And I would certainly hope we will see that ratio come down a little. So I'd like to see actually that we get more men into membership. And part of that will absolutely rely on a kind of a shift more globally, because like I said before, yes, a lot of our members are women because they're choosing a career path that can be flexible. And that's so that they can take on some of the other challenges that being a woman comes with, which quite often seems to be being the main carer for children, being the main carer for aging parents. And these kind of pervasive gender roles perhaps are going to start to shift, I think, in the future. So we would certainly look at that as a kind of good growth target for us to see the number of women going down compared to the number of men. But we're certainly hoping that we can also support male bookkeepers, because for us, they are absolutely the minority. They do tend to have, you know, less examples of successful businesses because we have fewer of them speaking at events and sharing their insights on webinars. So for us, that's kind of big challenge, is actually trying to support male bookkeepers and raising their voice up. I love that phrase, you've got to see it to be it. And I think that is so true in all things, sport, music, careers. And for us, I think that's why we've managed to have all of these successful female businesses, because we have so many examples of successful female businesses. So I think it's using that approach and being able to kind of just flip it on its head and make sure that we are supporting people from a wider spectrum of background. You've got accounting skills and experience as well, haven't you? I mean, it's just, they're such wonderful skills to have, and you can take that anywhere you want, anywhere in the world, any business in the world, you can take your bookkeeping skills and apply them.
I love that. I love that so much. I think it's just, it's so concerning. Deloitte published a global report recently and showed within financial services institutions, I think women held only 21% of board seats. Even more worrying, only 5% of CEO positions in 2021. So I think it's really important, to your point, that we are calling out where we're seeing that the empowerment of women in bookkeeping, as an example of the ICB, but we're seeing that in a really balanced approach, because of actually it's around diversity. It's not just around, you know, just raising women. We need to be able to be raising the bar for all people and all genders and all from a large diverse backgrounds. It's a hard one though, right? And we've just had International Women's Day, and I know that you and Ilona, our CEO here at Iris, had an absolutely amazing session. So any listeners, if you've not listened into that or seen that session, please do go and find it, go and search it. But I just think that there is, you know, we need to be able to give people the options to have the flexibility without necessarily having to change career, without necessarily having to work for themselves. They should be able to be employed and still have that flexibility to be able to look after elderly parents or to raise a family as well. So a lot of work to be done there, that's for sure.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I loved speaking to the Iris CEO Ilona. She's so fabulous. And it seems to me, if you want a great career around your family commitments, maybe go work at Iris, because it seems like you guys are kind of leading the charge there in terms of looking after women, looking after people and helping everybody thrive. I was very impressed. But yes, I mean, you know, the number of members that I've spoken to who said, oh, well, I came to ICB because I literally wanted to change profession. I mean, I think we've got somebody on our homepage who's like, I was a nurse and then I had kids and I came back to work part time. But they told me point blank, I'm not going to get a promotion if I'm working part time. So I just thought, I literally Googled what's a great profession for a mum, and up came bookkeeping. But you know, the number of people that have kind of been forced into self-employment because they want the money, they want the flexibility, they want that kind of seniority, and you know, they don't want to be back at square one once they've had their kids. So it's, you know, the challenge is ongoing, and also the cost of childcare. You know, and I know there's sort of changes coming about, and there's kind of extensions to childcare allowance in the UK, but you know, these changes are coming quite slowly. And compared to other countries in the EU, we're actually quite behind in terms of supporting working parents. So there's a lot still to be done. You're a working parent.
I know, and don't I know it? That's for sure. Even with the new announcements, it's still very heavily weighted. Or you look at maternity leave and then transitioning back into work, it's still very, very heavily weighted, to the point that, well, it's mainly going to be the woman or the mother who's going to be doing most of the primary care. And I know in my household, for example, that's not the case. After we hit, because we had back-to-back pregnancies, and after we had our youngest, actually my husband then had to be the stay-at-home dad, and I came back to work quite quickly. And it was interesting just to kind of see that there is a change in shift, like towards this equality and the flexibility, but we are so far behind the eight ball. Like, we've got so much work to do, that's for sure. So Amy, what's the one key piece of advice that you have for bookkeeping professionals to stay ahead when, you know, it is a rapidly evolving field?
My biggest advice for bookkeepers is to look after yourself. You've got this flexible career, you've got this opportunity to expand your services into tax and compliance if you want to. To start adopting new technology, to start using AI, this amazing thing that's going to help us all. But actually, remember why you started your journey to becoming a bookkeeper, whether you're employed or you're self-employed. You probably did want to have that flexibility. Maybe you wanted to spend more time with your family. Maybe you wanted to spend more time alone. And just make sure that you go back to those original needs and hopes, and make sure that you're kind of fulfilling that for yourself. Because I think too often you're just desperate to learn the next new thing, or to check your social media feed and do this better and do this better. And as bookkeepers particularly, our bookkeepers do tend to be perfectionists, and they do want to have every answer for the business owner. And I think sometimes you've got to resist that urge to be better and do better and know everything. So just remember why you got into bookkeeping in the first place, and make sure that you really are kind of fulfilling that promise to yourself. That is difficult, I know, because sometimes it's much easier to just carry on going, make the same mistakes. And I think that thing of remembering, like you said, Emma, You don't need to feel like you've got to fill somebody else's box or somebody else's idea of what a bookkeeper is. So at this point in time, as a bookkeeper, you can do pretty much anything you want. The bookkeeping that you do for your clients could be the very smallest part of the job, and everything else is looking after the client, helping them understand their numbers, advising them on what's coming next. Or you could be doing a straight up bookkeeping job and not touching any of the other stuff. You don't have to be a big practice. You don't have to be a small practice. You don't have to do tax if you don't want to. You don't have to touch accounts. Or, you know, like I say, that bookkeeping could just kind of disappear into the background, and actually you're a systems controller for the businesses you work with. There's so much opportunity that you have available to you once your foot is in the door with the bookkeeping, that it's such an exciting time to be a bookkeeper. But don't let anybody else tell you what you want to do, because I think probably deep down you'll know where your special skill is and where you can most apply yourself. So sometimes it's about shutting off the noise, I think, and just going back to what you think is important.
Amy, thank you so much. That's a great piece of advice. And I've really enjoyed talking to you today. Super, super knowledgeable, really inspiring as well. And it's just so exciting to see the rise of the bookkeeper continuing to happen across the globe, not just in the UK. Thank you for listening, everyone, today. We hope you have enjoyed this episode. If you'd like to listen to more episodes like this, don't forget to browse through our others and subscribe to stay up to date with future ones. A huge thank you to Amy for joining us today, and see you next time.